Adam Brock, administrator for the Division of Food and Recreational Safety at DATCOM.
So the folks getting ill in Florida after raw milk consumption has kind of pushed this back into the news. This was quite the issue at the Capitol here a few years back now, as there was legislation proposed to allow the sale of raw milk in Wisconsin. That didn't happen. Maybe just give a quick overview of, what the status is regarding raw milk in Wisconsin, as far as DATCAP, rules are concerned.
So key rule to call out is ATCP 65.52. 65 in general talks about milk, but 65.52 calls out that no person may sell or distribute unpasteurized milk or dairy products to consumers or to any person for resale or redistribution in unpasteurized form to consumers. So simply put, the sale of raw milk and raw milk dairy products is illegal in Wisconsin. That being said, there are always, like with everything, right? There are some incidental exceptions to the rule. A milk producer on their own farm, right? They are the owner of the herd. They can choose to consume if they wish. And there are other incidental things, like there's a history of some people in the past said, I'm going to get some raw milk for whatever it may be, grandma's recipe from the 1800s, right? Family recipe. So it's known as incidental sales. That has been known to occur in the past, and that's clearly called out in 6552. But the concern there is it can't be advertised, so you can't go on social media and talk about it or have a sign that says raw milk sales here. And the other thing is incidental does not mean ongoing, right? You can't go every month and continue to buy it. So those are some of the things that we run across in the state. But in general, if you want to make raw, sell raw milk, it is illegal. If you want to make raw milk dairy products, you technically then need a license, and that would be raw milk cheese, as an example. We do have raw milk cheese in the state that goes through an aging process. So in general, when you look at the rules, the regulations, not allowed. And people are finding interesting ways to obtain raw milk. So,
Having said all that, has DATCAP, or I guess even local prosecutors, pursued any action in recent years that you're aware of against producers who may be in violation of these rules?
whenever we do come across a producer, we do talk to them. We try to educate first. So here's why you're not allowed to do it. Here's the regulation. Here are the concerns. So a lot of time spent educating. If there's failure to understand or a failure to apply the rule correctly, we do go out with a cease and desist letter requesting that they stop. Some have stopped, others have not. It's been an ongoing issue for many, many years. We continue to try and educate. People get more and more creative in ways in which they procure raw milk. So it's something where we understand the need for business, we understand the passion, but there are safety concerns and there are liability concerns that need to be considered.
Do you have a ballpark number as to how many producers might be involved in distributing, let's put it that way, raw milk?
Not a number. It's a smaller base than other states, let me put it that way. There's, like I referenced before, there's things like incidental sales that are allowed and they occur. But in terms of businesses, you're not looking at many. Most do go to pasteurized. Those that decide to not do pasteurized milk, they want to go up into something like a raw milk cheese. So they're looking for additional hurdles. So I would say not many. There's always a desire to grow. We hear that from time to time. And again, we go back to education of here's why it's not allowed. Here are the concerns around the issue.
In terms of consumers, I mean, what should people bear in mind as to the potential health risks of consuming raw milk?
Top level, I'll leave the consumers with three things, right? Understand that raw milk sales, dairy product, raw milk dairy product sales are illegal in Wisconsin. right? Second of all, raw milk is not risk-free or low risk. I've heard that comment made. To be fair, eating is a gamble, right? We've got other things that we've heard of in the news, leafy greens and other items. Everything has a risk, but it is not without risk. Any pasteurization and heat treatment is essentially used to minimize the risk and reduce illness due to foodborne pathogens. The other thing to consider is kids, immunocompromised individuals, pregnant women, others, right? That's always something where there's a higher risk for illness due to things like Listeria monocytogenes and other bacteria. And the last one that I think consumers really need to understand, and this is the draw for them, is there's a lot of claims about raw milk being healthier. You know, the comments about enzymes, vitamins, minerals. Well, the minerals are stable. Plenty of studies have shown they're stable and they're not any more bioavailable in raw milk. There's just a lot of things that you need to do. So my thought process of educating others, just be sure to do your research and understand the risk associated with it. And then you need to understand that, you know, the benefits outweigh the risks? No, that has been proven to not be the case. So we just ask that you educate yourself and realize that it is not risk-free or low risk, the consumption of raw milk.
So I discussed this with my colleagues this morning. I said, you know, talking about this interview, and one guy who's my age said he grew up on a dairy farm, spent his first, I don't know, formative years up to his teenagers drinking raw milk out of the bulk tank with, as he said, no ill effects. Now, that's an anecdotal single example. I don't think we can probably infer much from that for broader populations. But I wonder, this is somebody who, you know, was consuming raw milk from a very young age. Is there any sort of mechanism at work there that sort of makes it less likely that he may have been ill because of that? I know we're getting into the weeds here.
Yeah. No, that's a great question. You know, I would say I've heard similar stories. The reality, I think there could be something. We have seen in certain communities that grow up in a raw milk environment, if you're exposed to it over and over and over, there's a chance that you do gain some sort of immunity. Think about allergies in the Amish community, very low. They're always around animals. They're always around. And I picked that community because there's been some research done on that. Farm environments, there tends to be something there. But for the average consumer, I think the concern is if you're not exposed to it and you go pick it up, the chances are high that you could get ill. So there's no really clean, food is clean, food is safe, but there's intervention techniques, whether it be pasteurization, sanitation, right? And we take these to limit the risk to consumers. So I would not discount the individual. I don't want to go out there and say that there's not something to it, but recommend the research be done. And I'll always support more research. But again, illegal per the rule right now. And just if I want to get some of the protein and nutrients, I might get it from a different source. You know, one thing people point to, I'll leave you with this kind of, Bob. You know, I've heard the comments made, well, there's vitamin C, right? It's degraded over time with pasteurization. Well, yep, you're right. But is that my primary source of vitamin C? Milk. Probably not. You could get it from something else and something safer. So just keep that in mind. Just go out and educate and keep everybody safe. So we'll keep doing that.
Adam, I really appreciate your taking the time on this interesting topic. I think we've covered things pretty well.
Just trying to keep it top level. It's always a passionate, everything is passionate these days, right? It doesn't matter if it's raw milk or other food. People have different opinions. I just ask that they take the time to assess your risk. And again, I'm not saying to go do it. I would not do it. I think I know pasteurization works, but if it's not this, it will be something else.